This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera chikunguru 9 2016. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Kwedu muhedisetiaiti zvichemo zvedu zvakawandisa, asi kunge tizinoita 4 years.
Vana chiremba vodzokera kumabasa, asi vanoti vane zvichemo zvakawanda zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe nehurumende.
Komisheni iri kuratidza kuti iripo kuti izadzikise zvido zvevakuru vakuru vemuZANUPF.
Bato rinopikisa reNational Constitutional Assembly rinoti Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iri muhomwe yeZANUPF. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi, ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano ravana chiremba reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association rinoti nhengo dzaro dzadzokera kumabasa, asi hadzisi kuzotambira kunonoka kutambiriswa mari nehurumende mune ramangwana. Asi izvi zvinogona kunetsa nekuti kana nezuro mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakabuda pachena pavakaita musangano nevatsigiri wavo kuBindura vachiti hurumende haina mari. Vana chiremba vakazotambiriswa mari nezuro kwete musi wa14 chikunguru mushure mekunge varamwa mabasa. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata mukuru weHospital Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Nyamande.
Vanhu vari kuyuta kuti haisi nyaya yemari zvayo iri kunyanya vashungurudza, yatoonewo kuti mapatirwo yatiri kuitwa nemaemploya wedu. Kuti mwedzi nemwedzi tichingoramba tiri kugesa kuti mwedzi uno mari tinoiwana, mwedzi uno mari hatiiwani. Saka ndinoona kuti vanhu vedu vanenge vachazoda plani iri clear yekuti kusvika muna December tipeimateide yedu, and vanhu vedu havatambiri kuti vachazenge vachipiwa mari yavo mumwedzi usiri wawashanda.
Asi hurumende yacho inenge iri kutika haina mari, Dr. Nyamande.
Zvekuti hurumende haina mari isusu tiri vashandi. So basa redu isu kuita basa redu, then hurumende basa rayo kutsvaga mari kuti tambirise. So hatikwanisi kutambira position yekuti hurumende ikati haina mari.
Ko, ndezvipi zvimwe zvichemo zvine vashandi?
Kwedu muhedisetiaiti kuti zvichemo zvedu zvakawandisa, asi kunge tizinoita 4 years. Hakuna unotiteerera. Takambotaurawo nyaya dzekuti hatina mota, hatina zvekufambisa. Tipeo mafacility emaduty free, tipeo dzimba, tipeo yekugara, maawas edu atinoshanda akakurisa, tibhadharewo maawas atinoshanda manheru nemaweekends angu vasiri kubasa. Zvese izvo hakuna unozviteerera, saka frustration kutsanga kuri muvanhu kwavakura zvisingaiti.
Mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Nyamande vari parunare muHarare. Direct from Washington, bato rinopikisa reNational Constitutional Assembly rinoti sangano reZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission riri kushandiswa neZANUPF uye riri kushandiswawo kushungurudza vanopikisa. Bato iri rinoti vanopikisa vakakanganisa kutambira bumbiro remitemo rinopa mutungamiri wenyika masimba ekusarudza nhengo dzekomishen iyi. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vesangano rinorwisa uori ava veAnti-Corruption Commission, asi tabata mutauriri weNCA vaMadhok Chivasa.
Zvekuti komisheni iri kuratidza kuti iripo kuti izadzikise zvido zvevakuru vakuru vemuZANUPF. Hatisati tambonzwawo vachinzi vasunga mukuru mukuru wekuZANUPF, asi zvinhu zvozikanwa nenyika yese kuti vanhu vane korapti vakuru vakuru vekuZANUPF. Saka tiri kutsutsumwa kuti pakaitwa bumbiro romutemo takanga ditaura isusu president afangunge achipuwa masimba semasimba ana president mubumbiro ejaro mutemo iri ndiano apoinda chairperson wecommission wemacommissions ese nemazimba zemacommissions ese anosanganisira even mamwe ana zek nemamwe media commission saka tinotongoti sense aiwa tiugunun'una kuti zvechokwadi zvakaresveka pavabumbiro romutemo rere kuti bumbiro ratati vanaro raakutonge riripo kuti ritsikirire isusu vana vezimbabwe
asika vamwe vanogona kuti vezanu p f kana kuti mutungamiri wenyika anokwanisa kusarudza ake kamakomishina nekuti ndo vanenge vakunda musarudzo
aiwa isusu sen ca takagara tichiti makomissions aya haafangunge ane chokuita nezvematongerwo enyika ndosaka tairamba bumbiro romutemo rainyorwa chinzi nde rainyorwa nevezvemabato ematongerwo enyika nekuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana ichinzi anti-corruption commission inofanirwa kunge isina kunge yaapoindwa nemunhu watingati ane mainterest
mutauriri wenca vamadhoc chivasa vari parunare muharare muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa ne muchirongwa chedu chatinotaura nevari kumaruwa nhasi tiri kuenda kudomboshawa uko tiri kuita hurukuro namukoma Peter Zulu tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yavo
zvinhu hazvinamira zvakanaka mukoma Blessing nekuti tikatarisa vanhu itaiko vechidiki hapana anombwa nebasa basa rinonguva reungosibata zvinodhaka izvezvi nekudhakwa nekurwa nekudidi nenyaya yekuti mabasa hakuna saka zvinhu zvacho hazvakatooma
asi kadomboshawa tinoziva iri nzvimbo inorimwa hakuna zviri kurimwa here mazuva ano zvakamira sei
haiko zvino hakuna pkova hakuri empty
chii chiri kuita kuti vanhu vasarime
mvura hakuna plus futi zvekurima zvacho ndoona sanenge vasisi pasisina
saka kare zvinhu pazvainge zvichifamba mairima chii
zvinhu pazvainge zvichifamba vanhu vairima madomasi miriwo nezvimwe zvakangosiyana-siyana zvinoita kuti vanhu vabatsirikewo vachiwana chekubata but iko zvino hakusina kwangofana hapasina po mukoma Blessing
chii chiri kukonzera kuti zvibva zvaoma kudaro inyaya yemvura chete here kana kuti
inyaya yemvura iyoyi nemamiriro acho akaita zvinhu munyika umu ndo zviri kukonzeresa
saka vanhu vari kurarama sei kuri kunzwawo chikafu here nehurumende zvatiri kuona zviri kuitwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo
hakuna kumukoma Blessing
saka munodyei manje
varitongorarama nevamwewo vari kungotengesawo chibaga minoti vanenge vachitorawo kupi vachiitawo $6 mabhaketi saka vanhu munhu ari ngotawo akaitawo akakanya zvidhinha otengesawo akawanawo kamari onotenga chibage woisawo mubhagidhi iroro
saka zvidhinha izvi munee muchizozvitengesa mari iyi manje
ma$30 per thousand vamwewo ma$55 but haiko zvino zvema$55 zvakaderera izvo because mari yacho yakunetsa
munee muchitengesera ani apa
neitengeserawo vamwe varikuvakawo vakatengawo manew stands kunoku
saka munokanya muri vangani manje
tinokanya tiri two kana three hatidariki three tetinguva two kana three ipapa ndo maximum number yacho iyo
saka kunze kwekukanya zvidhinha ndezvipi zviri kuitwawo nevamwe vagari vemudomboshavo
kungofamba uku kungofamba hapana kungosangana mumarodhi but kuti uzoti munhu ari kuenda ari kunoita zvipi hapana chaunoona
saka zvii zvamungadiwo kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nehurumende kugadzirisa nharaunda yenyu zvingakubatsirei kuti mukwanise kuzviitira mabasa enyu
chatinonyanya kuchema mukoma Blessing inyaya yechikafu kuti dai chasvikawo kuno tinongonzwa kutiwo kumwe kuri kupuwa zvechikafu but kunoku hatimbonzi ende chimwe chinoitika ngechekutiwo kana ameno kana chichiuya asi hasisati tambozvinzwa chikauya chikafu chacho panoitwawo zvimwe zvechizivano zviya zviya zvekuti panosarudzwa vanhu but kana pakudiwa mari kana nyidzi yeindependence munhu wese anenge achigogodzerwa mumba achinzipe mari
mukoma Peter Zulu mugari wekudomboshava vanga vari parunare kudomboshava kwakare
We love y'all.
Saverio.
Yeah.
It's precious.
Now we're chiefs, y'all.
My Isabel.
Yeah, man.
Na father, my sister. Na father, munu wese, my sweeter. Doro tanira basita, father, bariba zita, father, gana my ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
In Indino, it was Shintoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony, the dancer, father. Magatera Studio 7.
Waya, waya. Muza, waya, waya.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa Women's Forum.
Ndino kuchingamidza ine mufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro namuzvare Isabel Monzora vanova ivo mumwe wemadzimai vechidiki vari mugungano retajamuka. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Monzora.
Thank you, Maita Basa.
Mungati tsana nguru kuti gungano renyu iri rinoita basa rei chaizvo?
Isusu tiri tajamuka. I movement yevechidiki uye haine nezvemapato. Mune madzimai, mune vakomana nevasikana. Vasikanawo vanenge vari vashoma mbijana sezvo vanhu vachiri kunyatsojairawo kupinda mupolitiki. Asi kuwanda wandi hwedu huchiri parinani zvavo.
Zviri nyore here kushanda nevamwewo madzimai kana vanasikana vari kubva kune mamwe mapato? Imi muri kuita kuratidzira kusafara kwenyu nezviri kuitika munyika?
Inoona kunge zviri nyore. Kazhinji kacho zvinowanzoenderana nekuti unenge wasangana nevanhu vakaita sei. Asi ukaona madzimai anenge apinda mune zvekuratidzira izvi, kazhinji kacho vanogona kushanda nevamwe zvakanaka. Ndinoonawo sekuti madzimai tiri kubatsirana pakuedza kusumudzirana zvakare, nokuti mutajamuka mune madzimai akati wandei atinoshanda pamwe chete nawo. Mamwe ari kucivic society, mamwe ari kune zvematongerwo enyika, mamwe vangorowo vakadziwo zvavo, nekuti matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo sezvizvarwa muZimbabwe akafanana across ma political divide kana kuti across kumwe kudividika kwatingaitwa sevanhu.
Imi munenge muri kushanda muri kunze kwenyika muri kupi uyezve mune muchitei?
Inini panguva dzino ndiri muJohannesburg, South Africa. Ndiri mwana wechikoro, saka ndiko kwandiri kumbogara for now, asi ndinogara ndichitoenda kuZimbabwe.
Saka mabasa enyu semadzimai nevasikana vechidiki vari pasi pegungano renyu retajamuka iri nderei chaizvo mune muchitei?
Madzimai ari kungopiwa mabasa akafuna neanoitwa nevarume. Kune madzimai ari kuadministration, kune madzimai ari kumobilization. Kuto nemadzimai like anonzi Diana nyika dzino ndiye atori coordinator wedu kuno kuSouth Africa, anoona kuti zvinhu zvafamba sei, anoona kuti takumbira political clearance, anoona kuti logistics zvese zvafamba zvakadii. Semadzimai hapana basa ratinganzi iri chete ndora tirikuita, asi kuti tikutodzonzerana pamwe chete nevarume mumabasa atinenge tichiita iwayo mutajamuka.
Muri kuona zvichemo zvenyu zvichinzwika here? Nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo tazviona muri kuzviita, asi imi medzisiro yenyu ndeyekuti muone chii chaizvo chichigadzirika.
Kubva kudhara madzimai akangogara ari ane nechepasi, ground racho ranga risiri level. Asi iko zvino tirikuedza kuti madzimai akawanda akwanise kupindawo mune nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, nekuti kudhara kwanga kusina. Madzimai aingonzi onai nezvikumba vobva vagara ikoko. Saka kuuya kuri kuita madzimai into politics, tirikuedza kuti tisimudzirane, and ndiri kuona kunge zviri kushanda. Matambudziko edu iko zvino nekuti tinenge tichiri vashoma, munogona kuona kunge mabatirirwa mbijana, asi itori nzira yeduwo yekuti kwanga kusingasviki madzimai kuya, isusu tisu madzimai acho achakusvika, uye tichikwanisa kuti tiwanewo mikana yekupinza mamwe madzimai zvakare.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai muzvare Isabel Monzora kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Ndatendawo chaizvo.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandeviri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu.
Ndinogamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, umwe tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tine hurukuro nemunyori mukuru wesangano revakarwawo nderusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda, avaizikanwa nezita rekuti Comrade Hama munguva yehondo yechimurenga. Muhurukuro yedu tiri kutarisa nezvekurarama kuri kuita vakarwawo nderusununguko munguva iyo nyika yakatarisana nematambudziko. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vaMatema Danda.
Ndinotenda.
Vamatema danda, tinoona kuti maamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe angomira manyamamire nerongo, hazvina basa kuti wabuda mumbamani. Imiwo sesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko, muri kuonawo sei maamiriro akaita zvinhu?
Ya, zvinhu zvakaoma, zvakaomera munhu wese, zvakaomera kunyanya vatinomiririra nevatinotungamirira mafreedom fighters. Sei ndichidaro, ndinodaro nekuti vanhu vakave exposed kumachemicals akasiyana-siyana ari kuvapa zvirwere zvakasiyana, saka zvinoita kuti miviri yavo isave nesimba rekushanda kunganzi nevanhu kushanda zviri normal. Saka kana zvinhu zvaoma munyika, zvinonyanya kumbandidzira vanenge vachinzi vave weak. So ndo constituency yedu ine vanhu vakaita saizvozvo. Vamwe vanogona kuona mutumbi wemunhu woita seune utano hwakanaka, asi chiripo ndechekuti munhu apinda muhondo wega wega ane kunganzi kuaffectika kwaanoita nedzimwe nzira kunoda kuti kuve nekurapwa. Asi chinhu ichocho ukatarisa even pakaitwa nyaya dzekutaurirana kuLancaster, nyaya yevanhu vakanga vari varwiri verusununguko haina kumbotaurwa nezvayo pamusangano iwoyo. Saka izvozvo zvinotipa kuti tive vanhu vari pane inganzi disadvantage. Saka kana zvinhu zvasvika pakumira kwazvaita izvi, matambudziko ari kuzara munyika achibata vanhu vakawanda saizvozvo.
Veruzhinji vanofunga kuti boka renyu revakarwa hondo yerusununguko ndo vanenge vanotokwanisa kunge vachitariswa nehurumende mune zvakawanda zvavanenge vachinyunyuta nazvo kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Vangatoshamisika vamatemadanda kunzwa matambudziko amuri kutaura?
Nyaya yauri kutaura yekuti vanhu vangatoshamisike kuti vakarwira rusununguko vane manikidzo. Vanhu vaive muZimbabwe kana kuti vari muZimbabwe kana kuti vanoteerera vanoziva kuti pakabuda anonzi ma50,000 pakapa tomboita kudzinganisana mumastreets nezvimwe zvakadero nekupopoterana nemademonstrations and so forth, kureva kuti pakanga pane resistance kana kuramba kudivi rehurumende kuti ione nekugamuchira kuti vanhu ava vane chavanofanira kuti vaitirwe. Iye zvino patakapinda pakuwa kwedhora, vanhu vava vakapiwa mari vakaita sei? Mari dzacho dzakanga dzapiwa idzodzo, dzimwe dzakanga dzainvestwa dziri mumabank and so forth. Mari idzodzo dzakangomedzwa sekumedzwa kwakaitwa mari yeumwe munhu wese. But kumedzwa kwemari yemurwiri werusununguko kwaireva kutopera kwezvose, because kudanganga asina chunhu muchirugu, haana huku, haana chimwe chinhu chaanacho. Saka kutongoramba uchitanga upenyu patsva. Hapana asingazivi kuti inonzi poverty datum line iri papi. Nemari iri kupiwa vakarwira rusununguko vakabudirira vacho kunge vachiiwana, hazvifambirani nekuti munhu ane mhuri ararame. Kuziva kwangu ndekwekuti iye nhasi mumamisha matinogarawo, kana uchida munhu wemaricho unotsvaka comrade kana mujibha kana chimbwido. Ndo vanhu vanonzi maspecialist ekusakura minda yevamwe nemhaka yekuti ivo havana chavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamatema danda nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu. Manga makateerera kuna vaVictor Matema Danda, vanove munyori mukuru wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Teererai zvakare svondo rinouya, apo tichakupai chimwe chikamu pahurukuro yataita navamatema danda. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mumaoko aBlessing Zulu.
Tinotenda Jonga. Munhau dzemitambo, tombotarisa mitambo yeCastle Premier Soccer League iriko mangwana. Wange ichatamba neBulawayo City kuColliery, Dynamos ichitamba neBorder Strikers kuRufaro. Mutambo waHighlanders neTriangle wamiswa nemapurisa vachityira kuti vanhu vanogona kuzoratidzira. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare. Vana chiremba vodzokera kumabasa, asi vanoti vane zvichemo zvakawanda zvinoda kugadziriswa. Bato reNCA rinoti Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iri muhomwe yeZANU-PF. tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Kips Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, July 9th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kips Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. The Jamuka activist says ZANU-PF supporters should join mass protests as they are also suffering in Zimbabwe.
We call upon you, Comrade Joe, and other members of ZANU-PF in Parliament there to boycott Mgali, to make sure that on the 9th, you are part and parcel. If you are representing the people, then the people will march into the streets. So be part and parcel of that. Come into reality.
The African Union looks for a new AU Commission chairperson. And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting women. A Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign activist Hepson Ncube has clashed with ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma over the recent mass protests that paralyzed Zimbabwe. Ncube says the ruling ZANU-PF party was shocked by the nationwide protests in which organizers were calling for the immediate resignation of President Robert Mugabe, the dumping of a law banning the importation of some basic commodities, and other issues. He says the government should brace for more protests and ZANU-PF activists should also join.
I think Comrade Chuma has admitted that Zimbabwe is facing a political problem, an economic problem, and the only way that this problem can be resolved is for us, together with Comrade Chuma and together with the fellow comrades in ZANU-PF, admitting that we need to take a transition, that we need to make sure that ZANU-PF steps aside, that we need to make sure that the people shall govern, the constitution of the land shall govern. And I'm very happy that even the way Comrade Chuma is speaking, he's even trembling. He does not even know what he's talking about. If he says people have been blocked to attend their businesses. Actually, the police incited violence upon the citizens of this country. And then at the very same time, ZPC says the situation was very calm in Bulawayo.
Mr. Chuma,
what I honestly think is that people should stop being emotional about this issue. It's an issue affecting the whole country. We are all citizens of the same country. We need to be sober about it. There are channels of doing things. President Mugabe was elected in 2013 and given a mandate to rule this country until 2018. Let it be so. If there's anybody who wants to challenge that, they must form their political party if they don't have one already and campaign. We want somebody who's going to lead this country democratically through voting, not through fighting. We fought already in the 70s and attained independence. Now it's about the ballot box. Don't be retrogressive and take us back to the bush. We don't want that. So what I can urge all Zimbabweans is that this is the time to pray for our nation. Even the Bible says in 2 Chronicles that if you pray and seek my name, I shall come and heal your land. So the Lord is there to heal our land if we pray to him and seek solutions from him. Let's not seek solutions from the West or from anybody else.
But do you think that these people should actually engage the government?
It is proper to engage government. Government is for the people. So definitely, when there's something wrong, people must engage the government through whatever structure. They are members of parliament all over. And our role is to represent the people at parliamentary level, to government and the executive. And we also play the oversight role to oversee the executive. So if there are problems, people must be having dialogues within those kind of parameters.
So, Mr. Ncube, is there any possibility that you can actually engage the government, literally?
Now we have called upon ourselves as young people across political divide. In fact, except ZANU-PF, we have MDCT, we have FIA, we have students, we have every organization across political divide, we have Zimbabwe Exile Forum. So we call upon you, Comrade Joe, and other members of ZANU-PF in Parliament there to boycott Mugabe, to make sure that you are part and parcel. If you are representing the people, then the people will march into the streets. So be part and parcel of that. Come into reality and face the same situation. Stop dreaming. The issue about ZANU-PF is that ZANU-PF itself is actually fragmenting.
Joseph Zulu has left, Lukaro Kumbo has left, and everyone actually, even Mugabe himself does not trust Grace Mugabe, and Grace does not trust Mugabe. And actually, I would want to know, Honorable Joe, that are you a member of the G40 of the Nguyen faction? So that I address you properly.
No. Honorable Chuma, your take on what the young man say?
I was almost getting into a frenzy of laughter here because my good brother here seems to be your tick point of some sort. But anyway, like I said, these people have a democratic right to demonstrate like what is dictated in the Constitution, as long as they do it within the parameters of the Constitution, of the law. But the better way is to engage in dialogue. And the government has always got an ear to listen. We as Parliament have got an ear to listen, and we will listen and forge a way forward.
That was ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. You also heard from Hepson Ncube, a member of the Jamuga Ses Jikile campaign.
As heads of state meet amid the rolling hills of Kigali for the African Union Summit, which kicks off tomorrow, the biggest item on the agenda will be the selection of the next African Union Commission chairperson. VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Zuma will be stepping down after holding the position for the last 4 years. Alyssa Jobson is the advisor on African Union relations for the International Crisis Group.
I think it's important to stress that who leads the African Union Commission matters, and it matters immensely. The chairperson is responsible for shaping the continent's economic, political, and security agendas. And so it's really key that they have the best candidate possible in this job.
There are three candidates. Two are current foreign ministers, one from Botswana and the other from Equatorial Guinea. The third candidate is Uganda's former vice president and a former UN special envoy for HIV/AIDS in Africa. But J. Peter Pham, the director of the Washington-based Africa Center at the Atlantic Council, cautions that Dlamini Zuma's successor may not come out of this summit, since a two-thirds majority vote is required.
This time around, with three relatively unknown candidates, it might well be the case that two-thirds majority is not achieved, and there's additional campaigning, and the possibility that other candidates might throw their hats in the ring.
But the leadership turnover doesn't stop there. A new deputy chairperson and eight commissioners of the AU will also be selected, according to Monde Moyangwa, director of the Africa program at the Wilson Center.
So you have a huge leadership transition occurring at the African Union. And so this is really going to determine which way does the African Union go.
The 54-nation bloc will be issuing its first e-passports, which will go to AU heads of state, permanent representatives of these states, and ministers of foreign affairs as part of a pilot program. The goal of the new passport is to ease restrictions in the movements of people, goods, and services across national lines.
Which is a step, at least symbolically, in the direction of a closer union, a Pan-African identity. But the reality is that despite those aspirations and those ambitions, it's not the want of passports that causes Africans not to travel to each other's countries and to trade and do business with each other. It's the lack of transportation infrastructure that makes that. A passport won't do you any good if you don't have a road that will get you from one place to another, or you don't have customs officials and customs clearing houses to expedite the passage of goods.
Moyangwa expresses a bit more optimism.
I've been encouraged by the discussion on the benefits of this e-passport at the highest levels.
The AU summit opens July 10th and culminates with the heads of state meeting on the 17th and 18th. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. As usual, we now hand you over to Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye. Tonight, we are gladly joined by Isabel Monzora, one of the young women that is part of the pressure group Tajamuka. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Isabel.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about Tajamuka. What does your organization stand for and what is your role? And what prompted you to join that grouping?
I have always been interested in politics,
But Chajamuka, even though it is a non-political movement, especially for the youth, I feel that it was a good opportunity for me to liaise and interact and socialize with other women as well as men who were into demonstrations, because traditionally demonstrations were always reserved for men because they were the ones who were seen as being masculine, they were seen as the stronger sex, and they were the ones who were expected to be a demonstration. But I see women as not the weaker sex. We are just equal as men. And what men can do, we can as well.
And also, right now you are based in the diaspora. So what is the role of women like yourselves who are based in the diaspora in this movement, Tajamuka?
The thing is, if you look at the political climate in Zimbabwe, it is not conducive for demonstrations, especially with issues of police brutality and all. But in the diaspora, like in South Africa, there is more democracy at play. So it is easier to picket, it is easier to demonstrate, and we try to even get in touch with other organizations. We can even go to SADC, we can go to AU, without fear of reprisals.
What is the outcome that you'd like to see in your participation in Tajamuka as women and young girls?
I would want women to be able to compete with men at the same level, but because we have always been seen as the weaker sex, I feel that as more and more women get into politics, it's a chance for us to encourage other women to get into politics as well.
We've seen some of your compatriots in Zimbabwe being arrested for doing the same thing that you are doing in South Africa. So are you not afraid that when you do return back to Zimbabwe, it's the same will befall of you?
There will always be casualties in any war, and we are prepared as women in Tajamuka to face the wrath of any government.
And do you feel that women are being given decision-making positions in organizations like Tajamuka and others?
We are not just being given, we are also demanding them, because we are not expecting to get things on a silver platter.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 28 years old. I'm a student. I'm in my third year in law school at the University of South Africa.
What would you like to see happen in future as a young woman and girl yourself?
I want to see women getting what they deserve, because women are getting so much education right now. So I want them to get decision-making positions because they deserve them, because they have worked for them, because they should get it by merit. Not just because they are women. I want to see a female president one day.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Isabel Monzora, part of the Tajamuka Youth Movement, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganyahuye in Washington.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mplanganyahuye. We hope you are going to have a wonderful weekend.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Colombian government and leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, agreed to a bilateral ceasefire pact on June 23rd, paving the way for a final peace deal that would end the 52-year civil conflict. This war has taken the lives of an estimated 220,000 people and forced nearly 7 million Colombians from their homes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news. I am pleased that after more than 4 years of intensive talks, the Colombian government and the FARC have achieved breakthroughs on some of the most challenging issues before them. Although hard work remains to be done, the finish line is approaching and nearer now than it has ever been. Under the terms of the agreement, the rebels will gather in 23 protected zones and 8 camps, where they will disarm in phases after a final accord is reached. Colombian government forces will provide security, and United Nations observers will be present in the camps to oversee the process and mediate disputes. For many years, and on a bipartisan basis, the United States has supported Colombia in its efforts to strengthen its democracy and safeguard the security of its people. That friendship will continue as Colombia's leaders strive to complete the peace process and take steps to recover from the many years of division and conflict. To this end, the United States will work closely with Colombia to ensure that commitments made during negotiations yield tangible benefits for the country's citizens. In February, President Obama announced Paz Colombia, a new strategic framework for its bilateral engagement. As part of that plan, the United States, along with Norway, is leading a global demining initiative for Colombia. The United States congratulates all Colombians as they take the final steps towards a just and lasting peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And we're ending our show on a lighter note with a musical featuring Tanga Pasi. Reporter Ntungamele Gomo reports.
Tanga Pasi is a new Afro music group of five men and one woman formed in 2009. Their debut album Tolo Ntolo came about in 2013. 3 years later, the album remains a favorite for many Zimbabweans both at home and abroad. Founders in Ngwenya from Plumtree and now based in Germany explains their name choice.
Tanga Pasi means to start all over again, and Tanga Pasi, as we look at it, most of the things start from down going up. Even as a child, you grow up as a little one, then you grow up to be big, the trees, everything. So we thought it was a good name. Starting from the ground also means starting doing it all over again.
Tolo means a long, long time ago. Hango ichigegwe na wata tebedu, when our fathers ruled over this land. And that's in Chikalanga. And he's saying life was much, much better under the King Lobengula. They say we remember this. This is an old song, traditional song that has been sang for years and years. And we took the words and changed and put our own music into it. And it worked out very well. And it is most people's favorite. So we decided to make this the title track of the album.
Then there is Isala Kutshelwa, which means the naughty one who won't listen.
Isala Kutshelwa, sibona momo. Kanti tyonganzile, usepeleche. Isala Kutshelwa, sibona momo. Wena tyonganzile, usepeleche. Owani.
Other tracks on this album include Africa, Tate Motilise, Ufuna Mo, Malia Lia, and, of course, Ekaya, which is a bit personal for me. Other band members are Pamela Ngwenya, who is Sinini's wife, Fatsani Mendulo, Mandlenko Simpofu, Tangisani Ndebele, and Sidingani Ngwenya. Despite members being scattered all over the world, Tanga Pasi are working on their second album, which Ngwenya says should be out early next year. And given the high bar they set for themselves with their first album, Tanga Pasi sure have their work cut out for them on any coming albums, or so it seems. And with Njelimana, I sign out. My name is Ntungamele Nkomo for Studio 7 in Washington.
Thanks very much, Ntukwamele Nkomo. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Kande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 womgqibelo omhlaka 9 Ntulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalichona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyini ngenjabulo enkulu ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, izakhamuzi zakobulawayo ezathelwa intuthu ehitshayo kutshengiselwa ngolwesithathu sezile zifo ezibangelwa intuthu le.
Amapholisa adengene ezindlini zabantu ebatshaya ejikela i-tear gas. Ngikhuluma kanje kulo mntwana ohitshwe i-tear gas esifune sihamba siyamthatha thina izolo ebusuku simo sesibhedlela.
Amapholisa athi adinga abaqoqa ukutshengisela kwe-stairway okwangolwesithathu. Sihlaziya lolu daba lengcwethi kwezemithetho. Kambe kuchasisa umthetho wokuvimba impahla ethengwa kwamanye amazwe okwenziwe nguhulumende kungaka kutshengisani?
Akusoko ukuthi umuntu engasuka eHarare kumbe ekobulawayo esithi ufuna ukuyothenga i-2 kg yechukela. Ayikho into enjalo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukuhaza intuthu ehitshayo okwenziwe ngamapholisa emzini weMakhokhoba lemzilikazi ngolwesithathu kutshengiselwa kuthiye abanye sebegula ngenxa yentuthu le. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeChristian Alliance umfundisi uSenis Banda ongomunye wabaphathisa abalwela abawelwa ludubo ngemva kokutshengisela lokhu ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Amapolisa iriot police ilokhu ikhona i-border edrobheni lonke bakhone ngaphandle kwezitolo ikakhulu ezakwe-chopis njalo layo i-police station i-central kule riot police eyabiphandle ekhangela ukuthi abantu abasoze batshaya i-police station. Abantu abaningi njalo into ezwise abantu ubuhlungu ngabantwana abancane ababanjwe ngamapholisa. Amapholisa esithi bona abantwana labade bayingxenye yabantu ade bethatha izinto ezitolo ikanti kungabantwana abancane kakhulu abane abaye ema-primary school. Bethe sicala lokuthi bebesenza umsindo njalo lokuthi ngabantu abane bakhona amapholisa besithi ngesikhathi sona somsindo bese begqekeza izitolo bethatha ukudla ezitolo.
Zona izitolo ezigqekeziweyo zingaziningi kakhulu na?
Zintutshwana. Kulezitolo ezinye ezithaye yi-tear gas yamapholisa amawindi amapholisa adejika ama-tear gas. Ngoba amapholisa adengene ezindlini zabantu ebatshaya ejikela i-tear gas. Ngikhuluma kanje kulo mntwana ohitshwe i-tear gas esifune sihamba siyamthatha thina izolo ebusuku simo sesibhedlela. Kulabo gogo abahitshwe yiyo intuthu le edakayo sebegula kathesi ngikhuluma kanje. Nxa lokhu-ke akusaqedakali ukuthi abantu ade bevulala ama-fasteli ngamapholisa echaye dinga abantu kumbe ngabantu labathi bejika amatshe bejikela amapholisa. Kodwa kokugqekeza-ke bengaye bekhona abalutshwana athi sebetopa izinto ezitolo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe balendlala kakhulu. Ngakho mina bengisithi emapholiseni kodwa udubo olukhona ukuthi ngabe bona bakhulumisane kuhle lezakhamizi bengazange benze into le ngodlakela ngenxa yokuthi nxa benza njalo yikho kwenza abantu bebelolaka belwisane lamapholisa.
Ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi lina njengebokholo liyenzani kudaba lona lona?
Okokuqala besihambisa ukudla ngoba kulabantu abafika esingathi 100 people ebesibahambisela ukudla izitshwala njalo sibahambisela lezinkwa ukuthi beyekudla ngenxa yokuthi sibona ukuthi kuba nzima ebantwini beZimbabwe ukuthi bekwanise ukuhambisela kwabantu. Njalo kwesibili besisebenzisana lamagqwetha aweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Okwesithathu njalo besiqalisa ukufunaqalisa ukukhulumisana lamapholisa ukuthi nxa siya phambili akumelanga babambe abantu ngendlela enjalo. Okwesine sizaloba incwadi sifuna ukulobela incwadi iZimbabwe Human Rights Commission siletha umbiko ukuthi ungcono bahluzele indaba yokuthi amapolice adechaya abantu.
Lo ke ngumfundisi uSeni Sibanda isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeChristian Alliance ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Amapolisa athi adinga abaqoqa ukutshengisela kwe-stairway okwangolwesithathu. Abadingwayo laba babalisa umfundisi Ivan Mawarire omkhankaso we-hashtag this flag lomnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi omanyano wetajamuka. Sihlaziya lolu daba lengcwethi kwezomthetho omnumzana Robert Ndlovu esiqale ngokumbuza ukuthi kanti vele kulicala na ukungayi emapholiseni nxa besithi uze kibo.
Kuyadependa ngokuthi uzwe ngobani ukuthi uyadingwa, ngoba amapholisa amayedinga umuntu abekwazi ukuthi adinga ubani ohlala ngapha. Ayahambisa umbiko officially endlini yalowo muntu ukuthi hayi uzibani bani siyakufuna ubuye enkambeni enje. Anti uyakubona kulo mahluko wokuthi uphongubani enewspaperni kuthiwa hayi ubani uyadingwa ngamapholisa, kungaspecify lokuthi yiphi inkamba emdingayo.
Okokuthi manje nxa ungayekeli ukuhamba icala oyabulidalile ngeleni?
Asizoqala ukuthi awuhambanga ngoba yabunga notifywanga, kodwa okwenzakalayo ukuthi nxa wona amapholisa seze akuthola kuyikuthi akunikile inotice yokuthi hayi siyakudinga, kuyakusuka kube le effect ku-bail application yakho ukuthi bekwenze njengomuntu akadubaleka, but ayisikho ukuthi ungayenza ukuthi uncitshwe i-bail isithi. I-duty yamapolisa yikuthi wona umlando wamapolisa yikuthi akulande nxa yekufuna. Futhi konkwala i-story lesane siphume enewspaperni ukuthi awubani udingwa ngamapholisa kuyabe kufana lokuthi yiruma leya ipholisa ngaphandle efake i-press statement wona ngokwawo ukuthi uzibani bani siyamdinga, wa appealing for information ukuthi unga then ungahamba. Even noma ungahambanga beyenze njalo akubi licala, kodwa okwenzakalayo ukuthi amapholisa amayesethe akudinga akuthola alakho ukuthi aqale ukuthi wena ukubaleka.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcwethi ecubungula izomthetho ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kambe ukuchasisa umthetho wokuvimba impahla ethengwa kwamanye amazwe okwenziwe nguhulumende liviki kungakutshengisani? Ngenyanga edlule uhulumende wazise ukuba usethule umthetho omutsha oza kwenqabela uZulu ukuthenga impahla yakwamanye amazwe evele ikhona elizweni. Kodwa kuyona le iviki uhulumende uchasise wathi uZulu bengawuzwisisanga lomthetho ngoba uthi uZulu engangenisa impahla elizweni nxa ingayisiyo yokuthengisa kodwa ingeyokusebenzisa endlini. Sixoxe lomnumzana Dennis Juru umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthenga impahla kwamanye amazwe bethengisa elizweni i-International Cross Border Association ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Bavumela ukuthi kungene izinto ezincane kakhulu, izinto ezokuthi vele noma bengavumi, izinto ezokuthi uyazifaka noma e-handbag odlule. So vele akula mehluko la.
Manje bona abantu bathini njengoba bebeke batshengisela, sebezaphinda betshengisele kumbe hayi sebeyachiya kunjalo?
Okwakathi salindi ukuzwa ukuthi bengatshintsha yini ukuze abathenga izinto ezithengiswayo bakwanise ukuthenga bayothengisa. Ngoba le list ayiphumileyo ngeyabo ngezisebenzi ze-government ezisebenza ye-border le, mabefuna ukuthenga ukudla kwabo ezindlini zabo. Akusoko ukuthi umuntu engasuka eHarare kumbe ekobulawayo esithi ufuna ukuyothenga i-2 kg yechukela. Ayikho into enjalo, yizinto zabo lezi mabefuna ukuthenga izinto zabo e-border.
Yes, ke sezwa laba se-South Africa khona ngapho o-businessmen labanye abanjalo bekhala ngomthetho nalo. Bona bathini ngakho lo?
Umthetho lo ubulela umsebenzi ngoba amashopu vele kathesi ukuthi shopu ithengise 200 rands kunzima. Bayatshona bemile nje, akula muntu ongenayo, akula msebenzi, bayagcina bevala. Njengayizolo emesina kanti izitolo zivaliwe ngoba kungela ama customer.
Wona amakhombi lamabhasi aseqalisile na ukuhamba njengoba besizokuthi abeke wahamba mbijana ukwedlula ecapha umngcele.
Amabhasi amile mhla ka 5 eHarare ngesikhathi sika 3 o'clock i-roadboard yavalwa. And then eJoburg ngesikhathi sika 4 o'clock kwavalwa. Kodwa kathesa amabhasi ayahamba, but amakhombi awathwala abantu kuvela eMessina eborder beseMessina kasebenzi ngoba kula bantu abangenayo ngenyawo.
Okokuthi nxa wena ukhangela ubona ungani kuzahamba njani?
Kungathatha isikhathi kodwa bagcina sebevuma ngoba siyabona ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe vele balandela abantu, balandela abantu emuva. Abantu bengathi bafuna ukwenza i-vending, i-government iyalandela. Ama-diamonds, sibili ama-diamonds adiscover ngabantu, i-government ingawazi ukuthi kukhona ama-diamonds. I-cross-border trading yadiscover ngabantu, i-government ingawazi ukuthi kule mali. I-government iyabe ilokhu ilandela. Singakhangela idorobha elinjenge-Bedbridge liphila ngakhonoko nge-cross border. So angiboni i-Bedbridge ivala imizi yonke leyana ivalwa ngenxa yokuthi i-government kayifuni ukuthi izinto zidlule. Abayagcina bevuma kuphela ngoba abantu abala choice, kufana nalokufa abantu abala choice.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Dennis Juru, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthenga impahla kwamanye amazwe bethengisa elizweni i-International Cross Border Association. Ukuze sizwe ukuthi umthetho lo omutsha uzathiya umnotho welizwe uminjani, sixoxe le ngcwethe ecubungula izomnotho welizwe umnumzana Masimba Kujera.
Ngibona njengale uhulumende usephindele emuva andobana abone abantu protest ukuthi bengafuni into enjengaleyo. Umthetho ubuya ube ngachasiswanga ukuthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi bawise into zabo abangafuni ukuthi bazisebenzise. So kuyafana nendaba leyana eyama-bond notes esiye sabalayo ukuthi u-Reserve Bank kanyena uke wachasisa owakuqala, owesibili, owesithathu nangowesihlanu. So bona njengami uhulumende usephethele emuva ngoba kubona ukuthi abantu bebengafuni input banile.
Kodwa khona ubona ungani kuzayenza njani umnotho, kuyawuthiya unjani umnotho welizwe nxa kungaqhubeka kuthiwa khona nxa ufuna ukuyathenga ichukela ubuye le sakele lodwa?
Ubo yokuthi thina asinamthetho ezayenza ukuthi i-economy yethu ihambe ngendlela okumele ihambe ngayo. Imithetho yethu khanye njengani siloku yi-confusion esinakho. Ukuthi namhla silomthetho onjengalo statutory instrument esile import ban. Sesikhuluma ngokuthi hayi sifike thizambijana abantu makhaza abantu futhi bawuyise into abazifunayo. Kodwa ama-commercial importers yiwo azazi ama-nice. Kodwa ngibona njengani into ekhona lapha yi-confusion ukuthi nxa umthetho ubuya kumele uchasiswe ngendlela okumele ubuye ngayo first time. Atho ukuthi sesimele amaviki amabili abantu sebehambe esaladeni. Uhulumende usezama ukuthi achasise ukuthi hayi belingazwisisi. Isicelo ungakhangelisisa ngo-permanent secretary osechasisa lokho, ayisiyo minister. Uminister uthe import ban izasarenjelwa. So asibakwazi ukuthi nxa ekhuluma usikhulumela ingofuleyo ikhulumela iministry, kodwa silethembele ukuthi ukhulumele iministry.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Masimba Kujera, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Oba manje sengilichiya izandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla sicubungula ukuthi abesifazana baziphilisa njani ngesikhathi ilizwe lisithi imali iyasilela. Njalo kusanda ukuba lokutshengisela okunengi okuchiyeneyo. Abantu besola isimo somnotho welizwe abathi asimanga kuhle. Kambe lokhu kuphatha njani abesifazana? Sixoxe lo Councillor Thabita Ngwenya ka Ward 6 ngoBulawayo ukuze asichazisele ukuthi kwenzakalani.
kuliqiniso ukuthi abantu bayahlupheka sibili. Kodwa abantu sebezama ukuziphilisa nje njengamaZimbabwean ngokuthenga bethengisa. Ikakhulu abaningi sebethengisa amatamatisi lembida lezigqoko ezindala kuma emakhoneni emgwaqo even la kuma shopping centers. Yikho kungani sekubanceda mbidana ngokwenza ama-peace job babecela ukusebenza eyadini yomuntu baphiwe something.
Siyananzelela ukuthi iwadi yakho uward 6 ile ndawo ezigoqela iBellevue, iNewton West, iBarham Green, iMontrose, iWest Somerton, leSouthwold. Kwakuzindawo lapho kwakuhlala abantu abangani balemali okungcono kulabanye abahlala emalokitshini. So kwatshintsha yini lokho?
Kungcono kule malokitshini ngenxa yokuthi nxa sesicompare impilo thina esiphila ngayo khonapha kuward 6 le mpilo yalaba abahlala emalokitshini sikubona ngokubhadala ama-rates ukuthi at least lanxa thina siswela kodwa abantu bangapha bayazama ukubhadala ama-rates lanxa bebhadala ngobunzima kodwa-ke bangcono kulibe emalokitshini kodwa-ke akufana akusafanani lalaphana esasikwanisa ukuthenga ibhata lokunye nje okuspoila o-ice cream asakwanisi sesiphila ngama-basics okuthi sikwanise ukuphila nje.
Abesifazana bona-ke khona ngapho labo ngabale msebenzi engcono yini ukuthi baziphilisa ngcono abafani labanye labantu abaphila ngokuthengisa emgwaqweni?
Abesifazana abanye babo bayasebenza abanye labo kabasebenzi so laba abangasebenziyo yibo abaphila ngokuthengisa lokufuya inkukhu lokulima imbida emayadini abo. Sengicompare even ngo-2000 for example kwakungcono kulalokho esikho khona kathesi.
Abantwana ezikolo lokho behamba belama-uniform lakho konke?
Hayi, izindlu eziningi sebelojisa njengama-cottages. Most of the people here sebelojisa ama-cottages to supplement their income. And i-school fees, abanye bayehluleka sibili. Ngoba bathola ukuthi umuntu ngukhulu logogo. Anti abantwana ngapha most of them bathenga izindlu lezi kudala. So iningi labo sibe ngabantu abadala. So balabazukulu sebegcina labantwana ababo abalabantwababo futhi. Ngenxa yokuthi unabantwana abamele ngayo bayasebenza kabasebenzi. So ubuzima anti abona ukuthi kukhona nxa kuyithi nzakuthi ngugogo sengigcina umntanami nomntanakhe. Yibo ububi esisikubo.
Endaweni liyana esidojiwe-ke okwakuthiwa abantu bazahlaliswa kuhle sokusenzakalani kathesi? Labantwana abangamantombazana bagcina besabelana indawo encinyane lemuli yonke.
Kulokhu kunjalo esidojiwe kunemuli ezilutshwane esezazuzi ama-stands e-Cowdery Park but ngiyabona they are only less than 20 and ama-stands e-Cowdery Park akhona i-council i-city council yona ya-offer ukunika abantu abanjengabesidojiwe ama-stands ngemali ephansi kakhulu okuthi i-housing bathi wona nxa umuntu esuke esidojiwe ele mali engange-about $700 uyakwanisa ukuthi bangamnika i-stand abe lokhu ebhadala mbijanambijana kodwa even with that people cannot afford it all. Now you council cannot afford to just give them. Ngenxa yokuthi ama ratepayers they are not paying as they used to do.
Ikusasa liyibona injani?
I problem yona le industry ingasolva kuphela kuyabe sekuright. Nanti ngikhuluma ngisingod fixing ama industry amaningi akodi yami. Akula kuvaliwe kungamanqini. So manje abantu bonke lawo bangaphi? Babadlani.
Sibongile ukuxoxa lani kuhle.
Hayi mbongile sesi.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo Councillor Thabita Ngwenya ka Ward 6 ngoBulawayo. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo ozayo. Lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Ngikhona lapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga sithandekile Mhlanga, silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje. Lilale igama uChris Gandhi.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.